thought you shagged your missus in there, didn't you?
I never did that.
Oh, God.
Absolutely never.
He's never done that. Welcome back, my briefcase people.
I really thought you were going to say it.
Yeah, I know. But right, we're back on Waffling. I am fresh from Monaco.
Yes, you are, brother.
And you are a completely broken down, absolute fucking... you're broken. What's happened, Theo? What? Did you get beaten up?
I broke my hand.
What?
Yeah, I broke my hand. So
what, punching someone?
Oh, no, I ran into someone.
Just literally ran into someone.
Have you not seen the video?
Oi, Tom, roll the clip right now. Sorry if you're on audio, but we need to quickly see why Theo is in such bad working order.
It's actually embarrassing.
You know when you did your knee?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, what a pussy. He's like,
really?
Huh?
I didn't realise anyone said that.
Oh.
Well, everyone said that I was being a pussy because I actually snapped my knee in half.
My point
is...
Snapped your knee in half?
Oh, I did.
Played on. The point I'm saying is it didn't look like you'd done anything bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you say the same thing about me.
Make sure for the audio listeners, you do also explain what happens in the video.
I'll talk for it. So have you seen it?
Right. We're going to play it now. 3, 2, 1, press play.
Let's get it.
Good for me.
Get on.
That was it.
I ran into someone.
So yeah, directly Theo is just running, and you know when you go like, that's the impact. That's...
But no, at the time I was like, oh, it was actually a bit of like a. Oosh.
It's not high pace, so no one's sprinting.
It's one of them freak accidents. It just happened to me again.
And how long are you out for? Like, no wanking, no nothing. Like, you are fucked for how long?
At least 6 weeks. I mean,
six weeks. Get closer to your microphone.
Sorry,
or
I know.
I'll punch you.
Bring
it closer to you. Like,
I'm sorry. I'm in a cast for 6 weeks. I've got another appointment next week.
Yeah.
And I might have to have surgery.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Because of the break. Like, they might have to put it together.
Where is actually broken, like, on
it's
your
like
hand?
It's like underneath my thumb, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Guys, so let us know, right? If you're watching, if you've ever...
Never go.
I don't know what's happened, mate.
What has happened to you?
It's ever since I've been to Monaco.
You've come back...
Did I mention I went to Monaco?
You've come back dressed like you've been in Monaco.
Mate, I've come back Tory. I've come back, like, really... I just keep doing this thing where I go, Skits Cabanes, mate. I was doing it the whole trip thinking.
Is it French?
I was trying to speak French.
That's definitely not French. It sounds like Italian.
No, yeah. But it's because my girlfriend can speak a bit of French. So she was doing it. But, anyways, get well soon, Theo.
Thanks.
Hope you're okay.
Wait, have either of you ever been in a cast before? lads, I'm not even joking. It's my right hand.
What, so wanking is off the cards?
Oh, no. Your left hand feels like someone else.
Look, this is Theo's livelihood.
But, like,
his job is to play FIFA.
I'm not even joking. Like, I actually feel disabled. Like, I cannot do anything. My left hand does not work. Does that make sense?
People that are actually disabled? You're just quite insensitive of you.
Not at all. You can say you feel disabled. Because my right hand, I am right hand, predominantly right-handed. So I'm like completely inept with my left hand. So like, I have to wipe my arse with my left hand.
Right, and on that
note.
Wait, have you tried it?
Let's talk about Monaco.
Wait, sorry, brother. Right, anyway.
I can't even work.
Well, on with the show. Monaco was great. He's wiping his arse.
Why were you there?
I was there because I now am a...
You've actually come back
with less brain cells. With a stammer. I've now got a step where I can't actually talk properly because ever since I've been like, not taking a piss, but sort of basically taking the piss out of you, I've now got one.
Well, a bit like karma.
Yeah.
Karma.
Yeah, just like karma.
Striking you.
Wait, is it playing in your head as well?
Yeah, so I keep thinking about it. Anyways, let's move on. So I'm now an ambassador for Formula E.
Well done, buddy.
So Formula E is basically like Formula One, but electric, which is like the future. Everything's obviously, all the cars on the road are going to go electric and car racing will go electric. To be involved at this point is huge.
Am I right in saying the races have like boost areas.
Yeah, so it has fan boost. I'm not a fan of that personally. I think if it's going to compete with actual Formula One, it needs to be like unlimited. Right? Yeah, it needs to be the absolute best of the best, not limited by battery charge, which it currently is. The batteries need to like be indefinite. I know like that's sort of impossible, but still.
It's impossible.
Yeah, it needs to be like you can use full throttle the whole race without needing to like slow down. Mm-hmm. And also this fan boosting, which is basically like whoever gets the most likes.
I thought you meant like powered by a fan, like a boost.
Gets whoever's got basically the most fans, like popularity contests, gets a little boost throughout the race. And I'm like, look, I don't know about that. However, look, Formula E in terms of like the concept about it, it's carbon neutral, so it's the only compared to like what fucking Formula One racing is all about. It's the opposite of that, in that that's completely detrimental to like the world and all that. And that's what the first thing that actually struck with me. It's the the fact that I'm not a big car fan, but that being a positive change like that reflects what I actually like want to be about. So that's why I was like that sort of makes sense for me to go ahead with.
It'd be interesting to see how long Formula One actually has left. What I'm saying? Because that's a legitimate thing, because like diesel cars, they're done by 2030.
Formula One cars are hybrid now, though.
Are they?
Yeah. That's why they don't. They've got like huge battery packs.
Well, even so, that's like, why they don't sound very good anymore. Overtake it, isn't it? I think in the future, it has to, right?
Well, legally, there'll be a point where petrol cars surely are illegal.
Yeah,
like, and it has to all be electric. So yeah. Anyways, it's like being involved with football 10 years into its like existence and see where football is now. Yeah. That's what this Formula E will be. And like me, Josh Denzel, who you've worked with, and then I think two other people are like the ambassadors representing it, trying to basically grow the sport, get people knowing about it. And I've put myself forward to be like a presenter, because like
sick.
I got to,
Boy,
I basically got to have like some time in the Mercedes garage talking to like the drivers, like the team, and it wasn't being filmed. And it was so just like, mate, if people like who had no idea about Formula E were listening to this right now, it would be so useful to like, in terms of getting people invested, getting people connected with it. So, so that's what I've actually put myself forward for. So, fingers crossed that becomes a thing, because that will then involve going to, like, Valencia, then Rome, then...
Yeah.
Like,
the tour,
like, yeah, like, round the world, mate. It'll be, like...
Mate,
like
I'll
do waffling in the week, fucking go to some country with my girlfriend.
I mean, that's sick. And you actually sound passionate about it.
Oh, mate,
well,
it's sick. Like, it's an overall sick experience. And, like, hopefully, Viva. Let Formula... Everyone, please contact and DM Formula E on Instagram and Twitter saying, we love Joe. Get Joe to present. He's the man for the job.
Please. And we can
come and
as well.
Hit like on my recent Instagram.
What? Mate,
I posted my Formula E Instagram, which is part of like what I was contracted to do, like 3 times. Woo. And mate, the first time it got like 6,000 likes.
Wait, really?
Which is literally like, bruv. Which literally.
Now, Wella, I'm not going to lie to you.
What?
Me and Theo were in the PMs to each other.
DMs.
Well, like private message. Mm. Because we didn't want to bring it up to you, because we thought maybe it would be a sensitive topic.
I knew exactly what was going on.
It's your livelihood, isn't it? You upload a picture and it flops. That's like...
To say the least.
Shit.
Yeah, but mate, all my like... You look at most of my recent Instagrams, 100,000 likes, and you see the reach, and it gets like, multiple hundreds of thousands. And what I'm saying is, when you tag a branded post, does that instantly make it dive on the algorithm? Because it ruined it. And I put a poll out saying, did this post hit your timeline? Just because I wanted to fucking know. Like, over 50% of people said no. It didn't even hit the timeline.
It was on my timeline.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, maybe it was just like my close friends. But in terms of actually getting out there, like... That's why I don't want to put hashtag ad. I don't want to put branded sponsor or whatever, because it just fucks it.
Just put ad without the hashtag.
Oi, no, but are you allowed to do this as a little like decoy? Could you put like hashtag ad on the actual picture?
Yeah.
And then not have to
tag hashtag ad?
No. So edit the picture.
Yeah.
So like it actually says hashtag ad like in the corner down in like the right hand side.
Oh, I could do, yeah. I mean, anything. And then you don't... Stop it. Because fundamentally, I mean, you can say what you want, irrelevant weller or whatever, but fundamentally, all my Instagrams, like this one I'm going to post today, right, of this me in the wedding dress, that's going to bang.
Obviously, yeah.
Also, I definitely, like, I saw the picture, and because you uploaded like multiple pictures within like, so you could slide.
Yeah.
The second picture, you should have gone with that.
Nah, 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 because if you're just scrolling past it, you can't see a face. It's a silhouette. It's a bit dark. If you, it's not clear.
Nah, the thing it was that a I think. Donnie picture.
Yeah, it was a Donnie picture. Okay, maybe you're right, but the thing that I think fucked it is the fact in that first one, I had to wear a mask.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't even see my face, so you can't see it's me first glance. And also, so it was just like.
Also,
fuck
people
off.
Some people disagree with masks, so like they wouldn't double tap on
the
that.
The main thing that like, fucked it as well is you uploaded it 3 times.
Oh, mate, yeah. Well, yeah the first time was 6K.
You were at home, like...
Yeah, well, I was just like, it's not a fair reflection of my reach, mate. I have a much bigger reach than that, and I want Formula E to know that. I want this ambassadorship to continue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The worst thing is
because my stories banged as normal, did even better than normal.
Yeah.
Because obviously people were sharing it. I don't know, Monaco looked cool. But... Yeah.
All our stories are banging this week.
Yeah, 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 innit?
It seems they've gone up for some reason.
I don't know.
Mate, the worst thing is when you do a post for a brand and it just does shit because it is an embarrassment.
Well, yeah, because you want to show what you're capable of. The other thing is that brands often will make you put like, oh, I had a great time using me, some really like bullshit monologue with then like hashtag this, hashtag that, hashtag, and it's so... blatantly you're just getting paid to post this that it just doesn't connect with people.
Yeah.
What I try to like emphasize to every brand is just bruv, like when I posted about our Tango Ice Blast Fruity Don flavor, I just posted just had a Tango Ice Blast machine installed, laughing face, whatever. Loved that was it.
Yeah.
And that fucking banged because it was so just like what the fuck natural. Whereas imagine if they just made me put all hashtag icy, hashtag all their little branded, because the people that are in those marketing agencies, bruv, they don't actually
They don't get it.
You have to have full creative control.
Yeah, in it. And that's what from now I'm like absolutely putting my foot down.
Well,
with.
you saw my DAZN one. That was quite mate, sick. That was actually sick. So it did well as well.
How did I not get that?
Well, obviously you're not as like into boxing as I am.
Probably no, but that's the thing. Like, I am literally
I'm a lifelong fan.
No, but that's what I don't get. Like why like, I'm Mr. YouTube when it comes to boxing.
Mr. YouTube.
Chip on the shoulder.
No, I have a chip on my shoulder, don't I?
We've been speaking about this before kickoff.
Before kickoff. Yeah. But my everything on my Insta's been banging recently.
Fair play though to get like you
it's quite
you,
right.
You smashed it.
It
like,
was
well
all right
done.
To be fair, that design one. And it was mate, I'm not even joking.
How much you get?
It was sick.
How much you get?
I genuinely can't remember.
Was it you didn't get paid?
I obviously got paid. Come on.
How much?
I don't know.
What is the first number? Come on, Mel.
On an actual human level with you. Yeah. I cannot remember.
Alright, so ballpark figure.
How much you get for Formula E?
There's a 2 involved.
How many zeros?
There you go. I'm not gonna tell you the zeros, bro.
But his own thing, mate, there was $199 for the just all boxing.
Yeah, it's quality. They'll surely put that price up soon, though.
Is that where Logan Mayweather's going to be?
No.
They've made their own platform.
Yeah, so they get 100% of the revenue.
Like
fuck
80 quid a pay-per-view or
something? Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're charging like 80 quid.
Their business model is sick because the earlier you buy it, the cheaper it is.
Yeah.
And obviously later, the hype goes up closer. Like, oh, shit, I didn't get my ticket.
All about Jake Paul bollocks, though, kicking off. Oh, mate, everyone was like, oh, mate, it's hilarious. I thought it was quality.
Mate.
Like, he's a dickhead, and we all know that, whatever. But I just laughed at that because Mayweather thought he could just come into the YouTube world and just get his money and this, that, and the other. And Jake Paul has just, like, essentially tried to absolutely degrade him essentially, make him look like a pussy.
He's brought him down to his level.
Mayweather has been so disrespected in that instant; it is outrageous. He is arguably the best boxer of all time.
Well,
pound for pound.
And
for
Jake
sure.
Paul has just
got your head.
Mugged him
made it a kid's game, and I think that's what, in a way, because like I'm seeing what Mayweather's clearly just gone. Oh yeah, this is a money making scheme. Get involved. Like, yeah, I thought it was jokes that he's actually like got. Triggered and angered by
so
it.
So angry.
Yeah, man.
Like,
fuming.
Also, I hate to compliment Jake.
Do you keep seeing
Jake.
A flash up there?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Okay, it must just be the corner of my eye because like, I swear I just do, mate.
It might be reflection like here as you move.
You'll be in a room surrounded by bright white lights.
Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Could be ghosts.
No, but yeah, on a level, I hate to give Jake a compliment, but the size of his balls to actually do that, knowing that Mayweather's got his fucking team around him, and then not only has he been like clarted in the face a few times, he's then like been dragged away and he's still shouting it as Mayweather's coming after him, like I think that takes balls.
Yeah, it's absolute like he Mate. The character that he is, he plays that character. It's like Randy Orton playing the heel, playing the villain. Jake Paul plays Jake Paul very well, and it's at this point it's just getting like fucking ridiculous.
Mate, it's so strange. He would have sold. He's probably done more for that fight than Logan and Mayweather.
Oh yeah, mate. Yeah, yeah. Logan, you know what I mean? Can't sell it as well as Jake can. Jake is the one that like well, people want to watch because they want to see him get his head fucking caved in, and because he's unpredictable as fuck. Whereas Logan's a bit more placid.
Do you not think though? I feel like
flaccid.
What? No one said anything about his dick. Anyways, do you not feel like the times are slightly changing? Like that Jake Paul stuff was actually quite funny.
Which one? What that?
Just the gacha head. And then the clip in Logan's video. Have you seen the clip?
No.
Are you meaning to say that you're starting to like Jake Paul
fan?
Absolutely not. He's a fucking bellend and we all
know.
This is my point.
This is why I come out and say, look, mate, it's jokes. True Geordie comes out and says the same thing. Look, Jake Paul's, he's doing certain things that are jokes and like, it's not, I know it's like, you're socially accepted to hate on Jake Paul. Like, if you're not hating on him, then you're a cunt. But it's just like, look, at the end of the day, it's jokes.
There's nothing. He is a massive bellend, but it is quite funny what he did recently. Mm.
Okay, Tom, roll this clip that Theo's about to say. Yeah. Play, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yo.
You okay, bro?
Yeah, I'm good. What happened?
The fuck you mean what happened, bro? You just got yourself banned from the event.
Got your hat.
I'm sorry. Went viral on Twitter because it was quite banterous. Oh, it's so pointless. But I did the second
that went over like the 10-second mark, I was thinking this is going down terribly.
Make sure you cut that down a bit.
No,
I get it. That's now we see. He even got it tattooed to himself, like whatever. But like, look, if he wins against... Oh, geez, Jake got a fight against now?
He hasn't got a fight. Mate, fuck this Mayweather-Logan. Mayweather-Jake.
Yeah, that's the real fight.
Is that a dead fight now? Oh, like, has Jake, like, dead
oh,
in
yeah,
that fight?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We know what the real fight is. What it'll be is Mayweather will beat Logan, and then it'll be Jake versus...
Can you imagine?
Mayweather is the... And then Jake wins.
No.
Imagine, that'd be like...
Oh, he will.
Do you reckon, though? He's not going to beat Mayweather, bro.
If he does win, can we send in someone like AJ? Who's just obviously like 10 times the size. but someone's going to have to take
him out. Boy, I dreamt I was fighting AJ last night. And I went out for a jog on the day before and I saw him out. So I decided to stop at a champagne bar and drink loads of champagne. It must have been a little premonition or throwback to the Formula E thing because I was drinking lots of champagne. Cool story, bro.
Wait, is that where it ends? Wait, you went to Monaco?
Fuck yourself. Now, Gazzinis, I'm with you right now. We've got a sponsorship message from our boys and girls and lovely sponsorship partners at Free Trade. Pretty much one of the greatest investing applications you will ever use. And our friend Luke here, he's a great advocate. He's used it so many times. So, Luke, what's so good about Free Trade?
Boys. I've said this every week about getting you into investing. And there was a comment the other day saying, give it a fucking rest, mate.
Well, it's true, though. Like, he's literally spitting pure facts. If anything, no, Luke, I've actually learned a lot from you because I've been using Free Trade myself. It's a great app. So easy, user-friendly. And, like, the best bit about it is, like, knowing that that money that is otherwise sitting there dormant, not really doing anything, is being put to good use.
Yes.
Like, yes, it's money I may lose because, you know, it is a risk. But at the end of the day, I'm using an amount that I know I can afford to lose. And best case scenario, I fucking turn that amount of money, triple it, you know, quadruple it and make it do some work for me. So,
free share? Because I signed up. I got like, it was worth like £5, but it was a free fiver.
Yeah.
That I got for nothing.
But that's the thing. So that's the offer that we've got, the Waffling Boys have got for you. So it's going to be, if you go to freetrade.io/waffling and you register and fund your account, you will randomly get allocated a free share between £300 and £200. Like, that's huge. And you can do whatever you want with that share. So get involved, make the money that you are willing to risk, do some work, fucking do it, boys. You've got this. And girls and everyone. I'm being serious. The disclaimer I must say is don't forget that when you invest, your capital is at risk. The value of investments can go up as well as down, and you may receive back less than your original investment. Am I clear with you? Are you understanding me right now? Because I'm being freaky, I'm being serious.
Back to the show.
Anyways, back to the show. Boy, can I read a little question that we've been sent in by a Buxton Army member?
Just don't fucking want to
do that. I mean, a Waffling Mafia member, a.k.a. a Fruity Don. Oh, I had it a minute ago. Where's it gone? Oh, yeah. Right, the tagline is Joe the Pussy. Right, here we fucking go. Pre-COVID, my dad was the manager of a skydiving company. Only recently, my dad has told me that Joe visited one time. I was watching Waffling, and he came in my room and said he recognised a bloke on the right. He once went for a skydive, but was such a pussy, he didn't jump. Grow a pair. Also, Luke has sexy feet. First of all, mate... I've never been for a skydive. Mate, no, I've never been for a skydive.
We know you've never been. You didn't jump.
No, mate, I've never even gone to a skydive, ever.
Who's he on about?
No, wait, I don't know. I was just like, what the fuck?
Why are you getting so triggered by this email then?
No, I thought it'd be funny because it's like, oh, I've not even been to
one. Yeah, but do you ever, have you ever...
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have been really...
No.
Have you ever, like, been mistaken... For someone like
Jamie Vardy,
no. I don't mean like that. I mean like in the sense where like people maybe think they've met you, not like that, but as in like you've been sent like a legit message, like it was good to meet you earlier.
Yeah. No, I've had photos from a distance, like oh, saw Joe Weller in town.
It's just not you,
not me. It's just some random ginger guy. I'm not ginger, am I? Am I? Let me know. But yeah, like, have you ever been recognised? Because lookalikes get... Shit, he has!
I got recognised for the first time on campus
What
today.
Did they do? Like, suck your cock?
No, he didn't. No, he was just polite, nice guy. Just asked...
I remember those
he
days.
He said he was actually, like, listening to the pod.
That's always
well,
weird.
As he saw you?
Yeah, weird when that happens.
Oh my God, now that is a really crazy thing, actually. No, I'm not really... I'm just adding to the comment. No, continue.
But like, do you, I still find it weird when, because he said my name at first and I still, there's still such a big part of me that is like, I don't want to be like waffling. And then he's just like, what are you on about? Like, I'm making a
well.
You know maths class.
Yeah. Like, does it seem arrogant if you automatically assume that they know you from.
Oh no, it's just jumping to the point. Like, oh, I've done that many a time. So it's like, oh, do you want a photo? And he thought. Oh no! I thought you were selling gear.
We had that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you remember? Us Waffling Boys went to Cornwall, and I was wearing a North Face coat outside the hotel. It's like, can I wait? Someone came over.
They acted like they
were. Yeah. They were just like, what?
So awkward.
And I was just like, yeah, just you want a photo, right? Like, come on.
And me and Luke just like,
yeah, I just thought I was selling drugs. I wasn't.
No. I don't know if you boys saw.
Go on, mate.
I died this week.
Oh, you did?
I legitimately died.
His Instagram got changed to remembering Theo Baker as though he was a dead man.
That was so funny.
Was it funny?
Let me just quickly restart that camera. One sec. Go.
Everyone just found it hilarious that I was dead. It just said remembering Theo Baker. I was locked out of my Insta.
Yeah, but
24 hours.
They weren't laughing at you being dead.
I legitimately had to send to like the Instagram guy who was fixing it. He was like, yeah, I need you to send me a photo of you like to prove that you are alive.
No fucking right. way.
But wait, how? Texting him. How did you get Vera died? I like that. Did you see my tweet?
Vera died. Like, how did it get factually proven that you were indeed dead?
Yeah, so why you like you dead. Had to send photo of yourself to prove you're alive, yeah, but how did they prove you were dead?
Yeah.
Oh, so fuck knows. Who knows?
Someone just
because surely
them.
It has to take more than one person to report me as dead.
Well, surely it would take like a death certificate.
Yeah, I think you actually have to provide a death certificate.
Were you worried that your account was?
I thought I'd lost my account forever.
What would you have done?
Oh, awful. That's an income that is.
Yeah, gone forever. Yeah. Anyways, what was this thing that you were going to get up? Oh, no, I thought you were something else.
That was it.
Oh, that was it. Oh, fuck. What's that photo you've got there then? Huh? No, go on. What is it?
No, it's just... Don't be obviously, dick. This camera that I'm pointing at right
yeah,
now...
Yeah, hello.
The wide angle was elevated.
Yes, bitch. Because I still look fat. Is because... Guess.
It's not a good picture, is it?
Look, we changed the camera angle so Joe looks less fat.
Because he's not. You're not actually fat.
You're not fat, but for some reason, this angle, this camera.
What is a baggy shirt?
the camera has to go, blood.
The camera's got to go, brother.
But I'm still offside.
Boys, let's fucking put one of those cameras up there, like, rather than this wide-angle bollocks.
I mean, you might look good in what you're wearing today.
Well, of course, mate. I'm fit.
Victoria.
Actually, wait. I want to talk about, obviously, over the whole series, there's been a lot of talk about you gaining weight, being fat.
Still any one of your fucking...
but we got an email from someone earlier, which do you have it? Oh,
fine, yes.
Okay. I think it's a good discussion.
Right, okay, let us know what you think about this, right, and then we'll get onto some joke stuff. I mean, this could be jokes. Let us know what you think. Joe, looking fat... Thanks for making us feel shit. Very long story, but
good story, bro.
When Joe says he has a belly and comments things like, I look terrible, it's horrendous, that's fucking disgusting. It makes people like me who have a belly and struggle with it feel even shitter.
Now...
boys, go on. What?
Look,
what?
I don't want to...
Fuck off, I just saw it again, bro. No, I just saw fucking
you're
something.
You're seeing shit.
Am I?
You have too much shampoo.
You're going back shit
Am
crazy.
I going mental, brother?
I mean, you're going mental.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe I
don't want to disrespect this guy because he's clearly a waffler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we appreciate him.
We love him through and through.
I think he's making it a bit about himself here.
Whoa.
Right?
Whoa. Well, please hit the like rating button right now.
We love you guys.
To save the pod, and please hit the like rating.
Luke's opinions don't, you know,
what do you
don't
mean?
Match
no, no. I'm going to back this up if you give me a second.
Yeah.
Right. Let's hear it.
Everyone views themselves in a different way, right?
Okay.
Us, well, we don't even call you fat, but people calling you fat.
You call me fucking fat, boys.
No, we talk.
You do. Over and over again. It's got to me.
Where?
Why do you think I'm now wearing a little jumper? I can't wear a vest anymore. I'm embarrassed.
What, because of
and what are you and now this geezer, look what we've created. Look what you've created.
No, incorrect, right? This what this is.
I got a hair transplant after all my bullying.
This is perception. This is how you're perceiving yourself. You're seeing yourself as not how you should look. So you're not saying that, oh my god, like I'm a
No, I look fantastic. It's that fucking camera angle. It's that piece of shit, mate.
But you have camera angle and it looks the same.
You have also acknowledged to yourself that, and by no means am I saying you're fat, but you've said yourself that you're not in the shape that you once were.
Still in better shape than me and you.
Yeah, yeah, and you are in, and this is what this guy's saying, you're in better shape than a lot of people actually are. But when you're talking about it, you are referring purely to yourself, as in, compared to how I want to look.
Yeah. To me, I can say, I feel like, oh, that's awful, that's terrible, I don't want to look like, because that's how, in terms of like the standard of which I want to present myself, it is. That's not saying that's what you are. If that's what your perception is of yourself, then that's your problem, this is my problem. So there's to say that you're not allowed to make comments about yourselves in that manner, nah. We're allowed to talk about ourselves however we want. It's a free and open discussion.
Yeah. Right?
So take it as you please. We mean no disrespect.
It's all relative,
despite that. Anyways, moving on to the next thing. I just want to quickly say, you're a bunch of pussies.
That was honestly the worst.
I know. I was trying.
So pointless.
I know. I just want to say, move on to one of your questions.
Okay. So we got an Instagram DM from a girl. Okay.
Go on, what was it, buddy?
Going hardcore in that tango. So I'm a 23 year old girl. I own a house and I'm a uni student, but like going out with my friends. But I'm a mum. I'm a mum. I have a young son. I'm single and I feel like dating is hard as a lone parent.
Yeah.
I feel like guys are too scared to get to know someone with a kid.
Ooh.
What do you guys think of this? Love to hear a guy's perspective. I'm not looking for a baby dabby, but a baby daddy.
Dabby.
What did I say, baby?
Baby dabby.
But I deserve
no
to be...
No fucking way. I've just seen something there, boys.
Oh, shut up.
No.
Give
fucking,
it a fucking No,
I'm
rest.
Not... No, I wish I was... Bro, I just saw a little whatever.
Mate, you know what you've probably seen? When you close your eyes sometimes, there's these little, like, white...
No, mate. No, I'm not a dickhead.
You're just crazy. Right. But I deserve to be happy too.
Yeah.
That's it. What do you reckon?
Well, this, right? If you... Oh, I mean, it's difficult because we've all got girlfriends now. But
but we can talk about.
But I'm just saying, like, if you were to meet someone and they had a young child, it's like, oh,
would you be put off by that?
Yeah.
But what happens if they're like, they are the nicest?
I don't want kids at all, mate. I don't want kids at all.
Yeah, what? So you don't want your own?
You can't. Yeah. I actively at that point in this moment in time. I mean, inevitably, probably at some point in the future, I will. It's not unnatural at 25 to feel like you don't want them. But yeah, actively right now, I don't want my own. So therefore. I don't want to enter someone else's relationship where there is already a pre-existing child. That's just that circumstantial reasons, personal preference. But for other people, they may be willing and open to that. Maybe yourself, for example.
It's probably hard for her as well, being a uni student and being a mum. The types of blokes she's probably meeting at uni are not exactly the ones looking to settle down.
Yeah, so, there is a large amount of folk out there that would happily take on the responsibility of someone else's child.
Yeah, we know a couple.
Well, yeah. Are we allowed to say his name?
Oh, are we allowed to say his name?
Oh, we'll bleep.
Oh, we've said it now. No, I mean, everyone loves.
In terms of this lady's problem, she don't worry about these blokes. Like, if you're looking for a good night, do it. But if you're looking for someone who's going to be long term, you're probably not going to find them at uni, realistically.
Exactly. The game is the game. Now, something that happened on the way back from Monaco. Oh, beep, 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 beep. Right, show this photo right now. It is a packed out Heathrow border force now, border, the UK border passport control area. There's got to be thousands upon thousands of people packed into this thing.
Why is it so busy, by the way?
Mate, it was just like multiple flights all at once. They had the line for the red list. Oh, it must be cars going past it and reflecting on there. It must be. Anyways, I've seen it again. I've seen it fucking again, mate. That's weird. Right. Yeah, there's the red list countries, the countries that it's like you're not allowed to fucking go to or whatever.
Yeah.
That line is right next to the green countries. So we're all just in one big fuck-off room, just like fucking breathing everywhere.
I would have thought the red list countries have their own,
like a different entrance, maybe? No. Like, try and keep them very separate.
One queue and one queue. Basically, what I'm saying is, like, that is... I tweeted out saying, so clubs and football stadiums aren't allowed to be open, but this is Heathrow right now. And so people were like, you're part of the problem. People, why are you complaining? I was like, bruv, I'm not complaining. I'm saying open all of it. Have Heathrow like that. And also have football stadiums and clubs open. Have it all open.
Football stadiums are outside as well.
Yeah, people misunderstood what you were saying.
I wasn't saying, oh, this shouldn't be like that. I mean, really.
Because you're there.
I'm fucking there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying, isn't it ironic how a football stadium that is outside isn't allowed to be open, but that a very enclosed fucking place with people from all over the country. Yes, granted, all the people in order to get onto these flights would have had to have done a PCR COVID test. However, right, with all the different certificates that you can, like, all the different companies offering these COVID PCR tests, mate, it is so easy to forge a certificate.
Really?
Bruv, there's no, like, barcode or special, like, whatever. It's an A4 bit of paper saying, essentially, you don't have, you know, negative test. And then the company's logo in the top corner. I could put that together in 2 minutes. Not that I did. But, like, you know, you so easily could. And the people looking at the certificate, there's just some random people. They're just looking at it. They've got so many people coming that they don't even, you know. You had to show that you've got a COVID test booked for when you're back as well. And all I did is show a print screen of an email. Right? And he was like, oh yeah, that's calm. So print screen of my email.
You could fake that
could have been
easily.
A print screen of any email. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not 100% like concrete. Like, do you know what I mean? It's very easy to get through.
Everyone in that room would have to isolate for 10 days, right?
Five if you do.
So that's why we're filming on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes. After the period of time.
Correct.
So, yeah, but after a football match, you don't have to isolate. That's my point.
Yeah, but people at the football match haven't done tests.
Yeah,
like,
true.
That's the thing. You've got to do a PCR test. Not the lateral flow one, which is the one you can do by yourself. PCR test is one that you have to do with a medic.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like the most official one and the most accurate one.
And I think also you have to be careful, right? You can take these tests and you could walk down the little thing that takes you onto the aeroplane, touch the rails, and like that might not have been sanitized from someone that has COVID that has touched it. And then now, well, the test was effectively pointless and now everyone's infected. You're going into that packed room, more people are getting infected. Do you know what I mean?
Basically, it's just either...
Everything's starting to open up.
Everything
again.
Just it needs is, to be open. Come on, boys.
Well, they're doing those test nightclub things, aren't they?
Well, they did that one in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, assuming it went well, on the 21st, things are all going to reopen. Obviously, we've got a Weller and Crawford boat party planned. Boat party along the London River Thames.
And we're coming.
And you are coming. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
There's only going to be like 200 spaces. So like, if you want to come, fucking hit the like rating button right
now. Can people buy?
Not yet.
But they will be able to buy tickets.
They will be able to. We'll let you know. You waffling people will be the first people to know because I'll probably launch it on here. You know what I mean? So if you are up for it, stay tuned.
So make sure you subscribe with notifications
turned
on. Yeah,
please subscribe. We want to get to 1 million freaking subscribers before the end of the year. How realistic is that? Very realistic.
And
are you subscribed right now?
Hurry up.
Listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Mainly Spotify.
Yeah, also
yeah,
all of that.
Spotify pay them.
Now, Willa.
Go on. Oh, fucking hell. Here we go.
Now, lads. Oh. Obviously, we've got a talented man sitting across from us. He can talk to sheep.
Me?
Yeah, you can talk to sheep.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, I can talk to sheep.
Well, guess what, buddy?
Oh, you didn't try it. Did you go and try it?
You tried it yourself.
Not sheep.
What?
I could talk to cats.
Roll the clip.
Oh, turn it off.
Hang about. So let me get it straight. He thinks he's a fucking god over it. Look at me, I can talk to sheep.
He's just shit as well.
That was amazing.
No, that was good. That was good.
I'm talking to a cat.
Meow. Meow. Meow.
You speak sheep. I'll speak cat.
No, no, yeah, but basically, I used to speak to kitty. But I used to say, like you know, like how the words of, you're a kitty. Now, kitty, take a seat, right? That song is just comprised of the phrases I would speak to her with, and she'd respond to me like that. So I'd be like, kitty, what are you doing? And then she'd be like, meow. And then I'd just go, kitty, you need to enjoy your life, kitty.
Meow.
Yeah, and then she'd respond.
And that's when he came up with this really good song.
And then that's when I was like, mate, the song is banging. The song's quality. Fucking kitty. Best thing I've ever done. Now, you can say crazy, but end of the day, who changed the game? He's fucking pioneer of YouTube.
T-shirts,
he's the reason
that
you've got a job right now.
T-shirts went down well. One of the best financial decisions you've made.
You do get disrespected quite a lot now.
I get disrespected on this podcast, right? Why? Because I've actually developed the ability to back myself, right? That's all this is, okay? You can, and we've had people actually email in saying, oh, Joe has actually helped me. Like, I had moments of doubt and worry, but I remembered, like, the game's a fucking game. And that Weller, you imagine what Weller would say to him, and he knows it. Weller would have gone, fucking go for it, son. You are the boy, and you can do this. Don't listen to these mugs. Don't listen to any of them.
Game.
You know, yeah, the game is the game. Bruv, in Monaco, beep, 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 I was on the track, and fucking someone came up to us and was just went, wait, Weller. Game's a game.
Really?
And I was like, fuck off. You love it.
I was like, fuck off.
No, seriously, fuck off.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
And then he took a photo of me and my girlfriend and then sent it to me.
Oh, wait.
So he snapped it.
What if that goes public?
And then it goes public.
Yeah, I mean, it's the game at the end of the day.
But you do want it.
Game's a game. I'm not actively going, oh, everyone open. Here's my private life. Everyone come and view. I'm also not going to be like, fucking keep a regimented prison-like thing on it, like, because you know life's life and that's too all consuming.
Yeah
so you know, all I'm gonna say is, you know, I haven't said that in a while. You know,
bring it back.
No,
what's your boys, you know,
game is the game merch.
Game is the game. Oi, we should actually bring that out.
Oi, I've actually said this, right? Obviously we've got the little like vest things that they're all being produced at the moment.
Yeah, show them now, Tom.
Really? Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The waffling basketball jerseys, the Fruity Don mafia uniform.
I'm dealing with the manufacturer.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it's all going through, buddy. But we have also talked about releasing maybe some more, because these are going to be limited items. There's going to be like 1,000 to drop, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
So if we did release like generic merch, which was always available, that would still be cool. It's not just like slapping the baguette on the t-shirt or something.
Oh yeah, get that up. Theo's Theo's first ever merchandise, which is our fucking t-shirt. Boys, with a picture of a baguette on.
Lads, it went down.
How many did you sell?
Oh,
no, didn't you sell like 3?
Sold more than your fucking U2 shirt.
U2?
U2? What
you called? U2s. Figurines,
yeah.
How many garden shirts did you sell? Your brand new football team.
The baguette, I sold 6.
Now, talking about the garden shirts, mate.
I think we sold like 20, 25. Is that more than U2s?
No, we sold like hundreds of the U2s figures.
Oh. But they had thousands.
No. I fucking don't agree with
but
that.
But would you be interested in some cool... generic, always available.
Oi, imagine a cap.
Merch.
The game is the game. Boom.
No, the game on the front, and then the back says is the game.
The game is the game. Oh, I don't know about that. But there's definitely something in, you know, the game's the game. Because the game is the game. And I think that's a great thing to live by.
And it's 100%.
Right? When it all comes to like, oh, should I, shouldn't I? Oh, no, it's all going wrong. It's that the game's the game really represents that that statement of adaptation. Right? Where no matter what, we continue. We move. We go with whatever's going on. And we fucking make it happen still. We don't bow down to failure, worry, moments of doubt. We move forward because we are the waffling boys and we are the fruitiest dons you will ever fucking meet.
Slap that. Well,
look, boys, on the topic of inspiration, I was thinking this week, I don't know what sparked the thought, but do either of you have a defining moment in your life that you think has led you to this point?
Yeah, wanking in Theo's spare room.
Right.
Oh, shit, I shouldn't have said that.
That was going to be so nice.
No, well, mate,
that made
I'm
you
really,
want to be a YouTuber, did it?
I used to do it so much. Nah, did your parents... What is that? I used to do it so much, mate. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
I know.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Do you have...
Just thinking about...
sick. Thinking about wanking in my house.
Well, really, yeah, I already put my hand in your cum today. That what? Happened
just earlier. On the sofa.
There was a wet patch.
No, I cleaned it. Oh, we've got, you know, Dr. Beckman. You have it. I know you fucking have it. Right, that fucking carpet cleaner. Just get that on the sofa.
And then Luke, and I put my hand in it.
And then Luke put his hand in my face and I whacked my head on the wall.
Right.
Anyways, right, what you said about your right. inspirational stories.
A crippled man.
Do you... Well, you're not allowed to say that.
You can't say that, bro.
I'm live on Insta.
Right, just go. All right,
sorry. Do you have... Is there a defining moment or event that's happened in your life that you feel... has put you on the path to where you are today? Because I know, but I want to hear yours first if you have one. I definitely, definitely have one defining moment.
Go on then, go on. You start it off then. You inspire us. Go on.
Oh. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, go on.
But mine is the night I got arrested.
Arrested for doing
Whoa.
What? Wait, what did you get arrested for, Luke?
Rewind.
Look, you think he's nice and softly spoken. The gentle one.
Yeah, he's a danger man.
He does get about...
I have done time. I do tell people that as well.
Like, well, you've done the time. Sorry. You've been to prison.
Spent a night in the cell. I've done time.
Yeah, I did 12 hours. How long have you done?
Oh, never.
Well, I'm not a bad boy. I'm a good boy.
What did you get nicked for? Doing bag in the toilet?
Can I guess?
Sure.
Can I guess? You were like cocky to a policeman. Classic wanker.
All right.
Tried to grab his knob.
I was very drunk. I was 20 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was in Wetherspoons in Eastbourne, which I'm still permanently banned from.
Yeah.
I get thrown out every time I go
that
in
place
there.
Very well.
Oh, you shagged your missus in there, didn't you?
I never did that.
Oh, God.
Absolutely never.
He's happened. Never done that.
No.
Right.
Now you're banned with
me. I feel like that's going to be the opening bit that Tom uses as well at the beginning of the podcast.
No, I think I'm banned from shoosh.
What, you shagged there as well?
No, I wore a hood in a club.
Oh, man. Noshed off the bouncer beyond the decks.
What?
I don't know what's...
You just went...
I've actually lost my head. Seeing more flashes and shit.
All right.
Joe loses his fucking mind. Yes. Go on, Luke. Go ahead, dude.
Luke, fucking hurry
so,
up.
Oh, you were talking about knocking DJs off or something.
Oh, hurry up.
All right.
Get to the point.
I was engaged in an argument with some woman in Wetherspoons. I don't know why. She came and said something.
Spit it out.
What is this going on?
No. So then the manager came over and he tried to kick us out. Right. But we had just bought drinks. So I was like, mate, if you're going to kick us out, you should have kicked us out before. Like, you've just allowed us to buy drinks. So then eventually security got involved. No, I wasn't.
Mate, if you're going to kick me out, let me take my drink.
That's not what I said. I said, like, we'll finish our drinks and then we'll
That's
go.
That's not how it works, mate. You buy yourself a drink, then 2 seconds later, punch someone in the face.
I didn't punch anyone.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so at the end of the day, why did getting arrested change your career?
All right, because obviously I spent 12 hours in the cell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of time to think there.
Oh, fuck.
Sleep.
You wanked, didn't you?
No, there's cameras fucking everywhere. I didn't even piss because, right, the toilet was in the corner and the camera was up there and they would have just, they just see my knob.
See your tiny cock. Shit. Are you in the cell by yourself? Yes. Are you sharing with someone?
I never want to be here.
Yeah, so I was, at the time, I was working at the golf club behind the bar, which is like, not what I wanted to do. I had zero direction in my life. And I was thinking, like, what the actual fuck am I doing? Like, obviously... got released, got picked up by Reese in the morning, taken home to my parents. They were just like, where the fuck have you been? Obviously, I had to tell them. Mm. And made me cry.
Oh, you cried. Maybe sometimes getting to those rock bottom moments are actually, you need that to have that thought and almost that epiphany of like, fuck, I need to make a change here. And I'm going to be fucking deadly serious here, right? My moment that has just spring to my mind is when I was doing work experience at my dad's vehicle rental company. Yes, the one that I've told you many a times that I would go in the vans, be cleaning them, get distracted by seeing individuals and then start wanking. I would start.
And I wouldn't stop.
Oh, it was dodgy, but I remember, it was that sort of point that I was like, I don't want to be this guy.
I don't want to be wanking in vans forever.
No, but it's true. Like, I was getting paid like £25 and I was putting in so much graft and getting so sticky. No, but...
let me get this straight. Luke's opened up. He's like, he's just admitted to crying on camera. And you've gone, mum's when I was wanking in a van.
No, but I was just in these vans every day and it was just like the fumes from the chemicals I had to use to clean them. And I was just like, I don't want to do this. I feel like I've got a lot creatively to give to this world. And I feel like that's what I want to fulfill. I feel like this isn't my purpose.
How old?
I was 17, just about to start college. 16, I think 16, 17, I was about to start college. And it was then that I was really like, I'm going to go for this YouTube thing. I'm really going to. I can do it. I can change the game. I've got it in my locker. And what did I do? Fucking change the game.
Change the game. Wait, so did you apply to uni after you got hit rock bottom?
Well, yeah, because I was like, right, like, think about it. What can you actually do? What asset did I have that when applying for a job, they'd be like, he stands out. And it was fucking nothing. Like realistically, like, I fucked college because I went there just... Like, all you did at college was bunk and go to Costa for the whole day.
Bun.
I never saw you bunk.
Yeah, you bun. No, you said bun. You used to bun.
No, bunk.
Did you ever bun? Bun no. Ganja.
No, not like, I was never like a
pop. Now,
no, you are a big spliffhead.
No, I'm not.
You are. Don't you smash
you
the
said
ganja.
To me last. You said to me last week. Right. You said to me last week, oi, Reese, come round for the big smoke.
Yeah, you like, you called Mr. Big Smoke around town.
Well, I did say that because very... Very rarely, when like Reese's parents used to be away, we would go round because very occasionally when Reese's parents would be away, I hope they don't watch this because he'd get in trouble. We'd like go around there and
run a zoo, brother.
Yeah. But no, it's certainly like I'm not someone that thinks doing it all the time is like a very smart idea personally.
Just if you not, mate. Like,
but if you do it, then do it. But I personally. Wouldn't ever want to be in that position where I'm doing it.
People do say, like, oh, yeah, smoking loads of weed. Oh, it just makes me chill out, man. It's good, brother. It does. It relaxes me. It makes me, I have an issue and then I have that and I'm fine. What I think it actually does over time is it makes you almost dependent on it to feel relaxed.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, almost without it, like, you can't relax over nighttime without having it. It's like same people, like my parents, like, they have a glass of wine or two before bed in order to feel relaxed. It's like, but that almost becomes a dependency. It's Is it enjoyment? And how much is it an enjoyment? And how much is it a dependency? Like, without this, I'm like, oh my God.
It's more of a mask than actually addressing the actual issue.
Yeah.
Phil.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like, it's hard because, obviously, like I say, doing it, but, like, on the very rare occasion, it's funny. And like,
it can be funny, such a
laugh. So then it's probably easy in people's minds to be like, oh, we'll just do it tomorrow and the next day and the next day.
Yeah,
because
that
night was so funny.
Oh, mate, I've definitely got into that cycle a little bit where it's like, oh, yeah, you end up doing it. Oh, it's just one little spliffed. Oh, then one, and then next thing you know, and that's why now, like, I'm really, I've almost had to hit that rock bottom moment of like, fuck, I don't want to be going down this route of eating triple cheeseburgers all the time, having loads of splifters, doing all this, that, and the other. Now, me and my girlfriend got Apple Watches. We compete against each other. No, we charge it over nighttime, but we're like competing against each other. We're like, both making meals, cooking from scratch. Hello Fresh. No, not even that. We're like inventing our own dinners. Like, she's a great cook. I mean, she's amazing.
Shut up.
Anyways, prick.
Hey, you just got a bigger cut out of all of us, do you reckon? I've always seen that comment get sent in. I reckon it goes me, then maybe like Theo, then Luke.
In the smallest to largest.
I have the biggest.
You have the biggest hit.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking about hitting rock bottom,
Oh, oh shit, okay. All right, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't hear your story.
Oh, yeah, what's your story, sorry, Theo?
No, I'm just really, I really like, you know when you know when I had like the epiphany and obviously I cried on camera?
Yeah.
I've come a long way since then.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. Like this would have, you know, this would have fucked me up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I've said no.
Because you had a few sessions with Bruce personally, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. He opened my eyes. And now I'm just, now I'm made of steel.
You are.
Nothing will actually faze me.
That's what I'm saying, mate. It's like,
not literally, obviously.
In the last 6 weeks, I've rolled my ankle, torn two groins and broken my hand. I'm like, right.
Made of steel.
Maybe I should retire from football. But I'm in the middle of triathlon training and I can't swim.
Exactly.
Can't do anything. I can't ride my bike.
No, it's good. That
I can't work.
Like, you have seen,
do you know what I mean?
Upbeat, which it is good to see.
No, it's one of them where, like, I've just said to myself, like, look, I'm going to throw that to the back of my head and we'll address it later down the line.
What's the actual saying?
Just sort of pretend you're happy until you are happy.
Tell him.
What? Game's a game, mate.
The game is indeed the game.
Yeah, fuck it. That's what you've done. You've just gone, the game's a game. And that's the thing.
Legit, I actually have.
Yeah, because that is what it is. It's like, it's so easy to get caught up in big things, like big things that don't go to your idealistic plans. Like, yeah. Everyone has a plan of how they want things to go. If it doesn't go that way, it can really throw you off the rails. Whereas if you learn to be able to adapt, and no matter what, the game's the game, let's play on, then you'll find that you're really able to cope through almost anything and nothing will fucking break you.
Legit is, like, jokes aside, like, that is actually what's happened. Like, yeah. It was so easy for me to just wake up on that Saturday and be like, do fuck all and be feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah, really. Naturally, yeah.
But I was like, fuck this. People force me to say, Theo, take 2 days off. I was like, no, I don't want to take 2 days off.
Yeah.
But I was back in the gym Monday. I was like, we're gonna fucking do this.
Yeah.
We're going to do this, lads.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
It's been quite an inspirational episode.
Oh, it's, you know, we're full of it. But realistically, like, yeah, we may be tossers.
Well, some of us, not all of us.
Would you say I'm a tosser?
Mm-hmm.
Really? What What defines a tosser, though, brother?
Sort of the persona.
What's the persona? What, you think I'm putting on a persona then?
No. But everyone has a persona.
Everyone has a persona, don't they?
Would you say my natural persona is tosser? Like, when Joe's not feeling miserable and depressed, his, like, normal way, is him being him, confident, is just a tosser.
But you're also quite, like, giggly and, like,
a likable one.
No, but I swear I'm really punchable and hateable.
But when you're downstairs with your girlfriend, you're always, like, giggly and, like, giggly.
And you know, also, it's one of those things where, you know, you think all your boys are class, but then if another boy group were to, they all think you're bellends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, from the outside in, it's very easy to think that people are dickheads on the surface. Very, but, like, easy, if you were part of them, then you would obviously think everyone's class.
Well, you'd probably get it as well, because from the outside, surface value information, I think, as humans, we take what information we've got and we make a judgment, right? So from the outside point of view, you may go, especially very English mentality, British mentality is like, if someone's confident, fucking dickhead. Mm. If someone backs themselves, what a stuck-up wanker or cocky. We always want to shoot people down to make ourselves feel better. Such a British thing. But at the end of the day, if they were in a group and hung out with us, or anyone that's given us, well, mostly me, hate, like, they hung out with us for, like, a day, they'd be like, oh, wait, I get it, this is quality, this is class.
How many times have you seen, like, a bunch of lads on, like, a night out and you think, twat?
Yeah.
But they're probably quite nice.
They're probably there looking at us thinking, twat.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're really cool.
Do you think, going to bring back a retro saying here, is that a caveman times thing?
Yeah, because I think, like, naturally, right, the survival of the fittest. Anyone that's a threat, right, is you all instantly have sort of negative feelings. So almost like geezers that are similar to us, it's like they're similar. So it's like almost that subconsciously that there may be some, like, competition there for, like, a similar place.
Yeah, yeah.
Subconsciously, do you know what I mean? Whereas someone that's like a Star Wars nerdatron, well, that wouldn't relate to any of us boys because we don't really watch Star Wars.
Never.
We literally are more like sporty, sort of like lads.
Yeah, triathlon lads.
Like Cheeky Nando's, that sort of lad. So we wouldn't necessarily like be like, oh, wankers, because they don't. But if you only try and shoot people down as well that you feel like are up here, because someone that's already, you feel like subconsciously, and when I say below or above you, like subconsciously, okay, if someone...
those thoughts.
Yeah. If someone's already, like, below you, like, take someone that's, like, in need of something, you know, a homeless person, you're not going to try and be like, oh, try and hate on them, because you almost feel sorry for them. So that's, you can only feel sorry for someone that you feel is below you.
Yeah.
You bring down people above you.
And yeah, you only will really chat shit and try and bring someone down if you feel they're above you. Yeah.
Mate, and it's the same thing of like when people talk about like celebrities that, are depressed or like complaining in the media about like how they're feeling. And everyone's always like, oh yeah, well fuck them. Like, how can they really be sad? Like, look at the size of their house and their paycheck. And it's that thing, it's like, if someone is above you, you do always try and pull them back down. Yeah,
that's why, like, footballers, oh, it's okay to give footballers loads of abuse and say this, that, and the other, because they're so rich, they've got an amazing lifestyle. They've got a, really, the working class audience that they're playing in front of is, like, essentially jealous of the position that they're in. Yeah. So that's why it's okay in their minds to say everything that they say. And footballers, well, it's just gonna take
that's
it,
why
really.
I think it'd be really interesting to get a footballer on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mason Mount. If you, do you know see, what, yeah. Oh, boys, right, so this... Me, I after Chelsea Champions League semi-final triumphantness.
Which you called? You called it.
I predicted that we'd keep a clean sheet and win 1-0, right? We won 2-0. So game is the game in that sense.
Genius.
But I messaged Mason. No, I put on my story, Mason Mount, heroic specimen. Mason Mount. And basically, he just replied saying, like, hey, geezer, link up soon. And I was just like, oh, fucking quality.
You liked my message
so
as well.
So, we should get Mason Mount on this podcast.
Well, can we talk about before?
What, we almost got him on?
Well, I obviously remember I was talking to him last year.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come on, but obviously the podcast is quite a, how do you put it?
It's a PR disaster.
Yeah, it's dodgy. That's the thing, this podcast. We talk about everything
but
and
we
everything.
Can be... We can talk about mature things.
Yeah,
we have
of course.
Deep, open discussions.
It's
you
just
know?
Whether will people like, you know, celebrities, footballers, performers, high up in, you know, A-listers, will they want to associate themselves with this podcast when they know what the other things that it's about? Even though we can do it completely,
I mean, proven it.
Amazing. I mean, fucking, I'm on Sky Sports Box Office. I'm on MasterCard.
We've proven it with JJ. That was like,
well, yeah, yeah.
A completely like normal. Conversation.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I just think, look, everyone tweet Mason Mount, being Instagram. Like, come on Waffling, or go on Instagram and let him know, get on Waffling, we want to hear you, and it would be amazing.
But speaking of other people that maybe we could get on the show, yeah. And we could push the boat out a little bit more, but also people that we do want to know about and we're interested in. I put out on Instagram yesterday, comment who you'd like to see on the podcast as a guest.
Yes. If has you to be right two, person.
Were fans, which you are, but if you were just fans and not hosts of the show, who would you have commented?
Russell Brand.
You want Russell Brand?
Big Russ.
Well, I'd go with the, I mean, realistic options, because you know, not like The Rock and that lot.
Like, someone said The Rock.
I mean, that would be quality. I mean, imagine chatting to him.
I don't think it's too far out of the question.
Well, we're getting him to my house.
He wouldn't fit in the door.
Oh, facts. I think getting the likes of, I mean, Tyson Fury. Maybe.
Do you think that's possible?
Yeah. Well, surely, he went on the True Geordie one. The thing is it's like, you know, Geordie's like a geezer, man's man,
like
and all that. Whereas
imagine him sitting next to me.
We're like fruity and like, just take the piss.
So Tyson, hey.
So Tyson, but yeah, like something like that would be jokes. Or Declan
Rice.
You know, I don't really know him as an individual. I've never really spoken to him.
Geezer, do you want me to talk you through, I think, the...
Yeah, give us the names.
What did the Waffle and Mafia say they want?
I'm pretty sure I'm going to boil it down to the top five that I saw.
Okay.
Hit us, brother.
Number one, the girlfriends.
Next.
Because I already spoke to Ruth about this and she was like, I'm not going to have to come on. And I was like, no, you're not coming on.
I wasn't going to say that.
I don't think any Ruth? Of us want that. It would be.
Well, no, it's just an invasion, really. I don't I'm talking about, well, like, I talk very openly and freely, but it's in...
We already embarrassed.
I don't know,
enough.
Yeah. There's an element of just, like, you know, private life.
Number two, Stannard.
Stannard. Obviously get Stannard on. Everyone tweets Stannard. Have they got his email? His Twitter?
His email.
Or his Instagram or
Instagram,
whatever?
Yeah.
Would Stannard come on?
He probably would, but he'd need to be, like, five beers down. He'd need to probably quite a nerve-wracking experience.
Now, here's the thing. Just going to interject, because... Yeah. We were going to do a drunk episode for New Year, weren't we?
Oh, yeah. We need to get pissed up.
We've still got five episodes. 11, 12,
yeah, something
34,
like that.
Five episodes left after this. One of those can be a drunk one. We'll release it on a Saturday evening. We can get Stannard on.
Yeah, why don't we get pissed up next week? Just next week's episode is pissed up.
Wait,
one.
Can we do the week after? Because I've got two exams next
week. Okay, yeah. We're in 2 weeks' time, we'll do the pissed up episode as that is the Waffling episode for that week.
Yes. Oh, and we'll release it on Saturday evening.
Why?
So people can drink along with us.
Wait, I played a really fun drinking game yesterday.
Okay.
It's called 21. Have you played it before?
Oh.
So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and yeah. whoever lands on 21 has to drink, but then you add in extra rules, and it's like every two reverses, or every, you can't say a word seven, you have to replace seven with woof.
Like, or if you land on 22, you have to, like, you know, you sort of like,
you never land on 22.
Oh my God. Huh?
Anyways, right, yeah.
Continue.
Next, yeah. Continue the list.
Number three, it was between Cow and Deji. Now, Deji would be
jokes, man. I'd love to have him in real life and see just like how he is.
How do you think you'd clash?
No,
or do you think
I mean, I think he'd be at the beginning, he'd be like guard up, ready for just like, well, he will never do something like this. Like, Deji, you're welcome to come on the show. I know you hate the show, but I think it'd be really good. But like, just a real life, like real life.
Because do you remember
we YouTube where we, it's, I don't know, like all back and forward, like having a conversation. You saw like when me and JJ spoke for an hour, it was actually quite like inspirational
refreshing points.
It was
well.
Refreshing. It was lovely. It was nice. And I think that would be good. But he's never been really about that stuff, so I wouldn't expect it.
Well, because after that KSI podcast, I remember you saying like, oi, wouldn't it be sick if like Waffling was the home of settling YouTube beef?
Oh, yeah.
Where like people that were fighting each other maybe came on and we sort of Jeremy Kyle'd the situation.
Yeah. No, that would be good. No, mate, yeah, that'd be sick.
Can I just throw out another name out there?
Go for it.
I think Jeremy Lynch would be quite interesting.
Yeah.
He's someone that's had a tough time.
He has had a tough time, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, he's always been about, he has to trust you, I think. And, like, as in, he has trusted me in the past. Like, we did the box. He was like, when me and him did that boxing video, he was like, I wouldn't do this with just anyone. It needs to be someone right. Yeah. And it's like, I'll do it with you, Joe. And then there's a few other things, obviously, Wembley Cup based, yeah. I remember him saying to me. And I think maybe this could be it. But I don't know. I mean, he definitely would probably have to approve certain questions and whatnot. Because, I mean, I know, like, we wouldn't go in to try and terrorise him. We'd go in to have like a normal open discussion,
honest,
as we always do.
Yeah.
Just open and just whatever. But yeah, that would be an option. So Jeremy Lynch, if you would want to come on the show, you are more than welcome.
I feel like he's quite a closed book.
Well, no, but that thing is, he's had to almost be that
he
way.
He has
because,
to be, has to have a wall up, right?
Well, it's probably because of, like, I almost think he just doesn't give any attention to the beef or the hate. Like, I think he sees that, like, yeah, whatever's in this is in this new in the news this week. It's like a big thing. Oh, everyone hate on Jeremy Lynch, for example. But in like now, look at him. He's flying on Instagram, flying on Twitter, banging everything because let it all blow over and you just crack on. It's like, you know, it's like what Stormzy's done. He could have replied to Chipmunk with their whole diss track and but he's just let that slide and now it just fades into the distance. Like, whatever seems so important today, in a year's time, no one really cares about.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he handled it well, to be fair. And like, I don't even know the situation that well, but I do know from the videos I watched, it didn't reflect greatly on him. So for him to just like sideline it and be like, right, I'm not even going to address it because that is probably going to worsen his situation.
Yeah.
I think that's fair play.
No, that's facts. Like, I think if you give a time and attention to beef, hate, whatever, negativity, well then you're contributing to that energy almost. It's like, if I didn't want people to comment, oh, well, are you looking fat? I shouldn't address it every fucking episode. Do you know what I mean? It's a prime example. But that's where he's switched on in that sense. So fair play to him.
Another name?
Number five, I think this might have been influenced by me, though. Nicola Milana.
He'd be jokes. I asked him back in the day, and he was like, not too sure about a podcast.
I think he would do it now.
He did Happy Hour.
He did Happy Hour back then, but I think he gave the idea that I don't know if he was comfortable in that situation. I think
he's probably grown to it. But
hopefully, I mean, I think that would be sick. To get Nico on would be jokes.
He's just, I would always say, what Nico are we getting? Are we getting the real Nico or are we going to get a character? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially when he was running for mayor.
That's the thing. Look, in the day, I reckon, the happy-go-lucky, like, jokes, bants character that he is on YouTube, I think probably somewhere there's some vulnerability.
Has in every human.
And I think like that, this hilarious, funny character is great. But what if they're like, coming on a show like this? You know, it's not all just going to be happy and jokes. It's going to be like, we're going to explore. Yeah, we're going to explore everything. And it's like, what if, you know,
The thing is,
and seeing he used to comment on waffling back in the day before he really fully blew up. He'd comment on the episodes when it was a bit of a therapy session about me, really almost relating to it and giving almost his things. And I think you know that therapy session Weller has connected to him, and it only connects to people that have sort of maybe gone through something or felt a certain way. And that's what I'm saying. Like, as in, I reckon it'd be wicked to come on and talk about everything or talk about whatever anyone, whoever it is comfortable with. But with his you know, Nico's character being such a bounce, funny, happy, whatever, it's like it could go against his character. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? To like,
yeah, but it's interesting because we also talk about his character, but.
I mean, it is him. That's the thing.
We have met him, and like, even when the camera's not rolling, I swear down, he's trying to prank people.
Yeah, yeah, he's jokes. So like,
but also at the same time, it might not be the right time. Do you see what I mean? Like,
oh well, because he's just done his London.
Yeah,
mayor
but like
thing.
A lot of people, like for example, like Keith Lemon, like you know who, like he is not his character.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Well, Lee really Francis. Lee
and
Francis,
if you knew who he actually was, it made. Sort of takes something away who his character is.
Yeah, yeah, but everyone knows Lee Francis is a real person.
Yeah, but not many
people. Yeah, no. I do agree. I just think, like, it's difficult because I think as an entertainer to go to the, like, real next step, I say this for, like, Chunks, Philly, all of them, man, who are hilarious. Mm. It's like seeing the other side of you and people connecting with that can actually be what completes... you as an entertainer and can actually elevate you when people don't just see you being perfect, happy, funny all the time, to see the other side.
Yeah.
That can really be actually what some people may feel. I don't want them to see that side of me because it's not perfect. It's like I'm vulnerable.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, it can be beneficial. So, yeah, like any of them, man. I agree. Be wicked for them to come on.
When you can relate to your idol
yeah,
on a human level rather than like this sort of godlike, divine being.
Like,
yeah,
like when Thierry Henry would vlog for me, like I really related to him.
He vlogged for you.
Yeah, I made him see. Oh, I saw him as a human.
Oh, yeah, he just held the camera for you.
He took the camera off me. Like, go on, Beaky, I'm filming. You know this, don't you?
What the fuck? Thierry Henry was your cameraman.
Yeah. How do you not know this?
He went from me to Thierry Henry.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and obviously I hit the crossbar while he was holding the camera. Obviously,
that is sick.
Like, go on, Beaky. I was like,
wait, can you
right.
slouch a bit? Because that camera angle.
I did. I told you, lads, the camera's going to be too high.
Wait, like, oh, no, so obviously, we set up that camera because Theo is always slouching. And then we were like, oh, it's a bit tight on the headroom. Can you sit how you're normally going
to
sit? And
he's I like, said, with slouch. My sling, I sit proper. I just have to constantly wear a sling or fix my
wear
back.
Wear the sling, wear a schlong. Right then, should we wrap it there, boys?
Yes, boys. All
right then, let us know what drinks for our. Drunk episode, should we have? Should we like vodka?
And what games?
Should we smash it in the old Tango Ice Blast? Oh, that'd be quality. Mate. Although, do you know what? Because it's alcohol, it melts the ice instantly because alcohol doesn't freeze.
It's true.
Interesting.
But we could make it very cold.
Also, continue to tweet Tango Ice Blast saying, boys, get the Fruity Don involved. We want the Waffling Fruity Don out in stores, in cinemas to buy because
cinemas,
it is the best flavour ever.
Goddamn right.
Let them know. Anyways, we've been Waffling, you've been you, and we will see you very much next time. Enjoy yourself, hit the like rating, and bye.
Toodle-pip.